Good morning, everyone.
大家早。
I'm very happy and very pleased that I can be preaching, have this opportunity.
非常的高兴今天有机会跟大家分享神的话。
I know some of you think my Chinese is very good.
我知道有人以为我的中文蛮好。
You will have an opportunity to hear me speak Chinese this morning.
你会今天早上有机会听到我一部分你会用中文讲。
But not the whole thing.
可是不是全部。
If I do that, I will be speaking in tongues.
如果是我用中文的话，我就等于讲方言一样。
This morning our topic is about love.
今天早上要跟大家分享的信息是关于爱的信息。
I don't claim or proclaim to know very much about love.
我并不自己以为对爱懂得很多。
I just hope that I will share a little bit with you something that I learned recently on this passage about love.
只是愿意跟大家分享我最近在这处经文里面的得着。
I have the fortunate blessing from God that I have many loving people in my life, including my grandmother and my mother.
我认为我自己非常的幸运，因为在我的一生里面有很多充满爱的人在我的身边，包括我的祖母跟我的母亲。
I also believe that there are many positive descriptions about love in the Bible.
我也相信在圣经里面有很多正面的对于爱的描述。
Like 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 8.
就比如像哥林多前书十三章第四节到第八节。
Also Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 21.
还有罗马书第十二章第九章第九节到第二十一节。
Those are some very, very positive description of what love is.
这些都是从正面来描述爱的真谛。
What happened to me? Why I end up picking up this passage again?
我为什么会想到用这一段经文
？It's because I was forced as I'm taking a class, Christian ethics class.
就是因为我最近在选一门课是关于基督徒的伦理的课。
And I have to memorize this verse.
那我的有一个要做的就是我必须把这段经文背下来。
I have to memorize this love passage, and this is as I'm meditating about it, I thought more about it.
所以当我去背去思想的时候。我就想得更多。
And also, I realized this is the first time I put my seminary education at work.
那这也是第一次我把从神学院所学到的来用上。
One of the things I learned in seminary is that I have to go back to the original language and translate into whatever language I'm used to on my own.
我在神学院里面所学到的一样，就是我必须回到圣经的原文，然后。用我自己的言语把它翻译出来。
So this is how I translated the First Corinthians passage, which is the next two slides.
所以这就是我怎么样把哥林多前书十三章四到八节我自己的翻译。
This is what it says: Love is enduring, long-suffering; it is kind.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is not envious.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love is not self-promoting or self-inflating.
爱是不自夸不张狂。
Love is not rudely indecent.
不做害羞的事。
Love does not insist on its own way.
不求自己的益处。
Love is not easily provoked.
不轻易发怒。
Love does not keep record of wrongs.
不计算人的恶。
Love does not rejoice upon injustice.
不喜欢不义。
But rejoice alongside of objective truth.
只喜欢真理。
But rejoice bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endures all things.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love never ceases.
爱是永不止息。
Yesterday afternoon.
昨天下午。
I had a friend who just called me on the phone.
有一个朋友打电话给我。
And he said, Peter, I'm just in town. I'm from San Francisco. I just happened to be here for tonight.You want to have dinner?
他跟我讲说 ，Peter， 我从这个三藩市刚到这里，今天晚上有空，要不要一起吃个晚饭
？And you have to understand, I had a very busy day. I had to go to a lot of graduation for our students in college.
你知道最近我非常的忙，因为有很多高中生从高中毕业。
So there's just a lot of things going on.
所以很多事情都发生。
Then I turned to my mother. I said, "Mom, do you mind cooking?"
所以我就跟我妈妈说。妈妈，你今天晚上做菜怎么样？行不行
？So I gave her 40 minutes.
所以我就说你有40分钟的时间。
Okay, and she just cooked something up.
所以她就在40分钟里面，她就做了菜。
And one thing led to another. My friend called another friend of ours, so we have two guys coming over.
那我的朋友呢，又邀请了他另外一个朋友，所以我们就有两个人到我家来。
So in 40 minutes, my mom cooked up this wonderful meal.
在40分钟里面，我的母亲就煮了这一顿很好的饭。
And my friends are like, wow, that's your mom prepared that in like half an hour. How did she do that?
所以我的朋友们非常的惊奇，半个钟头她可以煮出这么好的菜。
Okay, that's love.
这就是爱。
Okay, that's love.
这就是爱。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4-8 is very special to me.
在哥林多前书十三章从四到八节对我来讲是非常的特别。
Because there's a couple of instances in my own personal growth, this passage really made a difference.
因为在我个人灵性的成长里面，有一些时候这些经文对我产生非常大的影响。
And it's my prayer that there will be passages.In the scripture that makes a big difference in your life as well.
那我也祷告，希望圣经里面有一些经文也会对你一生产生很大的影响。
When I was a teenager,
当我还是从十三到十九岁这段时间里面
，I was memorizing Bible.
那时候我在背很多的圣经的经文。
Even before when I was children, when I was a child, before 12, I memorized a lot of Bible.
甚至在那个以前我都开始背圣经的经文。
A side note, by the way.Children memorize scripture a lot better than we do, old people.
我们都知道这个小孩子背经文比我们要强得多。
My nephew, James.
我的侄儿，他的名字叫 James.
He is enrolled in Awana.
他在 Awana 这个 program 里面。
The first thing that sometimes my wife and I go visit him and his family.
有时候我跟我太太去拜访他们的时候
，He will recite the Awana passages to us.
所以他就把他在 Awana 里面背到的经文都念给我们。
Amazing stuff.
这真实在是非常令人惊奇。
6-year-old just spilling out scripture.
六岁的孩子就很熟悉的背很多的经文。
I'm doing a little plug for our Awana program, by the way.
所以我是在为 Awana 我们也做点宣传。
So if you have not enrolled your little kids in Awana, please do. It's a great opportunity for them to memorize scripture and learn about scripture.
所以如果你有这个年龄的孩子还没有到 Awana 的 program, 非常鼓励大家可以参加。
So, by the way, I memorized the scripture when I was little.
我从很小就记住这段经文。
I will memorize that for you right now. This is the time I will speak Chinese to you.
我可以用中文把这段经文背给你们听。
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人家的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。I feel like I'm back to the Awana Award night now.
我好像觉得自己又回到 Awana 那个颁奖的那一天。
But you have to realize when I was memorizing the scripture.
可是你要知道，当我在背这些经文的时候。
There's one time I remember very clearly. I'm just trying to. My youth counselors was forcing us to memorize some of the scriptures.
我记得我小的时候我的这个辅导就是在教导我们背这段经文。
So, of course, it's Friday afternoon right before the Friday night fellowship is taking place. I'm memorizing.
所以那是一个礼拜天的下午，礼拜天晚上我们就有聚会，我们就要背这段经文。
So, as I'm close my door and I'm memorizing the love passage.
所以我就在家里把门关起来，在背我的圣经。
And my brother start knocking on the door.
那我的小弟呢，就在门口敲门。
And he says, Peter, come play Lego with me.
那他就敲门说 ：“Peter， 出来跟我一起玩 Lego。”
Of course, he's very annoying.
那他是实在是很烦啊。
So as a typical big brother, I open the door and I talk to him, you know, with rational reasons.
所以作为一个大哥，我就开了门，就跟他解释：“不行，我现在很忙。”
Don't you see that memorizing scripture?
你难道没有看到吗？我正在背圣经。
Very important.
这是非常重要的。
Okay, don't bother me now.
所以现在不要吵我。
Okay, so I close the door and he comes back and knocks my door more.
所以我就把门关起来。过一会他又来敲。
So this time I'm really mad.
所以这次呢我就生气了。
So I beat him up.
所以我就打了他一顿。
Okay, when I go back inside the scripture and I start to memorizing, love is patient, love is kind.
所以我就又回去把门关上，开始背我的经文，爱是忍耐，爱是恩慈。
Okay, and then he comes back again. He knocks on the door.
昨天回来又敲门。
It was like tears and you know snotty snot nose everything.
所以他就一面哭一面又来找我。
Of course, I beat him up again.
所以我又打了他一顿。
Go back and memorize the scripture.
所以又回去背经文。
Love is patient, love is kind.
爱是忍耐，爱是恩慈。
Finally, the third time he comes back in.
在第三次他又来的时候。
He's knocking on the door again.
他又敲门。
And I open the door this time.
所以这次呢，我就打开门。
He doesn't want to get beat up by me again.
所以他这次呢，不想再挨打。
And he really hates me by now.
他也那时候也是真正的就恨我。
So he actually went to the kitchen and got a Chinese cleaver, those butcherless knife. And he was so little, he was like 8 or something, right? So he barely could hold it over his head.
所以他就到厨房去拿了一把菜刀，就举在他的头上。
It almost fell on his head.
所以那菜刀几乎就掉在自己头上。
And I was looking at him, I was laughing.
所以我就看着他呢，我就笑了。
I took the knife down and I beat him up again. Now this time he's trying to help kill me, right? I mean, hey, this is justified.
所以我就把刀抢过来呢，我又打了他一顿。
I went back and memorized more scripture.
那我又回去背圣经。
I am very fortunate and very glad.
我是觉得很幸运。
Because that day.
因为在那一天。
Scripture made a difference in my life.
这段经文在我的生命里面造成一个改变。
Because the third time when I went back to try to memorize the scripture.
因为在最后一次我回去再背圣经的时候。
I realized love is indeed patient.
我那时候才忽然想到这个爱是忍耐到底是怎么回事。
And love is kind.
为什么说爱是恩慈？
Love is not easily angered.
这边讲说爱是不轻易发怒。
Then I realized everything I have done so far.
我就想到我刚刚所做的事情。
Is exactly opposite of that.
是正好跟圣经里面讲的完全的相反。
Brothers and sisters,
各位弟兄姐妹，
there are many of us this morning.
我们中间很多人在今天早上。
We might learn a little nice scripture sermon.
说不定我们会学一段圣经里面的讲道。
You might learn something new in your Sunday school.
说不定在今天主日学你们会学到一些真理。
But we will never make a connection with our life this week.
可是我们没有办法把这些所学到的跟我们的生命连接起来。
And I thank God for that day.
我感谢主为那一天，我谢谢他。
Because as I was reading this passage over again, my tears started coming out of my eyes.
所以当我继续看这段圣经的时候，我的眼泪掉下来。
So I walk out the door.
所以我打开门走出去。
And my brother obviously still crying.
我的弟弟。很显然的还在哭。
But then he saw me coming out. He was afraid. He was running away.
他看我出来的时候，他有点害怕，以为我又要打他，所以他就跑了。
But then he realized I was crying.
可是他忽然看到我也在哭。
Then he was shocked. And he stopped crying.
所以他看到我在哭，他也害怕起来，他也哭。
Then he's like, "What's going on here?" He's surprised.
他就很惊奇，到底怎么回事
？You didn't get beat up, I got beat up here, you know.
是你打我啊，你没有被打啊。
But then I proceed to tell him that there's something that I'm learning from this passage. I was asking for his forgiveness.
所以我就跟他讲说，我在圣经里面看到这些，我请求他的原谅。
So I cannot tell you our brotherly relationship was ever, you know, beautiful after.
我不能跟你说我跟我弟弟的关系从此就非常的美好。
But I can tell you that at least there's a relationship that is built on the foundation of God's love.
可是我可以跟你讲，从那天起，我跟我的弟弟中间就建立起一个神的爱的关系。
What is love in your life?
在你的生命中，爱是怎么样的？
What kind of foundations that you build your relationship upon with your children, with your spouse, with your kids?
你跟你的配偶跟你的孩子中间所建立的关系是个什么样的关系？
I'm glad because you know what, my brother is moving back in with me.
我很高兴，因为我的小弟现在要搬回来跟我一起住。
Okay, so hopefully we can continue to rely ourselves on the foundation of God's love.
所以我希望我们中间仍然继续保持建立这个爱的关系。
Another reason why this passage is very important to me.
那还有另外一个原因，为什么这段经文对我这么重要？
It's because in college, I really studied this passage.
因为在大学的时候，我也很认真地读这段经文。
And I thought I learned a lot. You know, I memorized the passage, and when I came back to it in college, something different struck me.
所以我以为我对这段圣经已经很熟了，可是当我在学习的时候，就有一些事情让我有不同的想法。
When I was in college, I realized, you know what, if I really want to become a disciple of Jesus Christ,
那时候我就想，如果我真正的要变成一个耶稣基督的门徒，
I need to let God really come into my life.
我就必须让神真正的进入我的心中。
And what that means,
那意思就是说，
I need to let God's character take hold in my character.
就是让神的性情来取代我自己的性情。
And God is love.
神是爱。
And in Corinthians chapter 13:4-8,
在我们今天看的这段经文里面，
the scripture describing what love is.
这段经文就解释了爱到底是什么。
Is there any better way for us to model after to become more like God himself?
有没有任何一个更好的方法让我们在爱里面我们更像神？
So I start doing a devotion.
所以我就开始灵修。
And instead of reading this passage just in one day,
不是一天把这段经文读完。
Just read one description of love and let it meditate. You meditate on the whole day.
那我就只每天只念一小段，然后整天的就来思想那一小段。
Just think, love is patient.
我就想说，爱是忍耐。
Just walk around the whole day.
所以我就整天在那里想。
Chant to yourself, love is patient.
整天我就对自己说，爱是恒久忍耐。
That's what God wants me to be.
这就是神要我做的吗？
So when you are in your morning traffic,
所以当你在早上在挤这个很忙乱的交通的时候，
and somebody cut right in front of you,
所以有人就冲到你的前面来，
and you are frustrated,
所以你心里很生气，
and you just tell yourself love is patient,
所以你就对自己讲爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is kind.
爱是又有恩慈。
Next day, that will be your topic of meditation.
这就变成第二天你所思想的主题。
Just think about it.
你可以想一想。
You will realize in your whole day there are a lot of things that we do that's not out of love.
你就会发现我们一天里面所做的事情里面都不是从爱做出发点。
Some of you might realize some of the things that you might do decently well.
我们可能会想到有一些事情我们是做得不错。
At that time, thank God for that.
那这些事情发生的时候呢，我们就感谢神。
There are other characteristics that we don't do so well.
还有呢，还有一些性情是我们所做不到的。
Then we ask God for help.
然后我们就求神来帮助我们。
As a pastor,
作为一个牧者，
this is the third time I really majorly study this passage.
我第三次来用心仔细地研读这段经文。
Just like I said, I did a scripture translation, so I translate this scripture in my own word.
就像刚刚我讲的，我把这段经文从原文里面用我自己的言语把它翻译出来。
The reason why I had to do that is because when I went to the English translation, I realized every translation translated this passage with a little different nuance.
因为当我去看各种不同版本的英文圣经的时候，我就发现每一个翻译都有一点不太一样。
So this morning I want to share a little bit with you about some of the things I learned.
所以今天早上要跟大家分享一些我自己的得着。
I must remind everyone is that, you know, Bible is certainly infallible and truth.
我要提醒大家，圣经是绝对没有错误的。
But we are fallible.
可是我们有时候会发生错误。
That's human beings.
因为我们都是人。
And sometimes as we go back to the scripture, the couple of things that might happen as you advance in Christianity as a Christian.
所以当我们回到圣经的时候，有时候我们有更深入的看见。
It could be that you just find another level of meaning.
说不定你会找到更深一层的意义。
Maybe you realize what you have read or interpreted before is not really correct.
或者是你会想到以前你对这段经文的解释可能不是完全正确。
So today I will talk into two verses that I learned something about.
所以今天我想分享里面的两段。
Okay, so let's go to slide number 9, please. Okay, love is not self-seeking.
我们来看看的一段经文就是爱是不求自己的益处。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4. Love is not self-seeking in NIV.
是13章的应该是第五节。
Oh, 第五节 okay.
Sorry.
Love is not self-seeking.
爱是不求自己的益处。
In the original Greek, there is a word called zeteo.
在原文希腊文里面有一个字叫 zeteo.
Keep on going.Keep on going. Okay, right there. Right there. Okay, the tail. This word implies a meaning to seek in order to find.
那这个字的意思就是去寻找为了要找到某样东西而去找。
Also, it implies a meaning of demand something or require something from someone.
但它的另外一个意思就是向某一个人要求某种东西。
Love is not self-seeking. When I first read that in NIV, the first thing I thought is how it might be related to Philippians chapter 2, verse 4.
当我第一次看到这段经文的时候，我想这跟腓立比书第二章第四节很有关系。
I thought, because it says, let each of you look not to your own interests, but the interests of other people.
那段经文说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So it's not self-seeking.
所以不是单为了自己。
But then when I went to the original Greek in Philippians, I realized that it's nothing similar whatsoever.
可是当我回到原文里面去比较这两段经文的时候，我就发现他们用的是不同的字。
And the interest in Philippians is completely different meaning for the tail.
在腓立比书里面所讲的跟哥林多前书里面所讲的这意义上是不一样的。
So what I realized is that as I read another translation, that was a better translation.
所以我就找了一段比较好的翻译。
So it does not in NRSV.
在这个 NRSV 的这个版本里面
，This is how it translates. It translates it does not insist on its own way.
那它的基本的翻译就是不坚持自己的方法。
Love does not insist on its own way.
爱就是不坚持自己的方法。
And I believe this word is a tale.Is much better translated in this fashion.
我相信这个是对这个字 zeteo 一个更好的翻译。
So if we realize that love does not insist on its own way,
如果我们晓得爱是不坚持自己的意见、自己的方法
，then you realize, wow, there's a lot of things that we're actually doing that's not loving.
所以我们就会看到有很多我们所做的事情，事实上不是出于爱的。
The word zeteo has a hint of being demanding, insisting others to meet our self-craving ways or demeanors.
那这句话里面有一个意义，就是我们一直在要求别人要来照我们的方法去做。
That's not love.
这不是爱。
Of course, let me explain this beforehand. I believe if you're dealing with children, you want to insist that they don't touch the fire, okay, or the stove, right?
当然我要在这边先声明，如果我们在教这个小的小孩的时候，我们会坚持这个小孩不去做危险的事情。
We want to insist that they don't ride a bicycle on their own when they don't know how.
就当他们还不会骑脚踏车的时候，不要自己一个人去骑脚踏车。
Okay, so immature children, we do want to insist.
所以当这些孩子还没有成熟的时候，我们是需要坚持。
But I think Paul is talking about is when we relate to other mature relationships.
可是我相信保罗在这里讲的是对着另外一个成人一个成熟的人所讲的。
Love does not insist on our own way.
爱是不坚持我们自己的意见跟方法。
My mother always tell me a story.
我的母亲常跟我讲这个故事。
There's one time that she was actually living with my brother after my brother graduated from college.
当我的弟弟刚从大学毕业的时候。他跟我的母亲住在一起。
So he spent a couple years living with my mom.
所以他就跟他住在一起有两年的时间。
So of course my mom loves to cook like I was saying before.
我的母亲很喜欢烧饭做菜。
Let me revise that. She actually doesn't like to cook anymore. She just like to cook for us.
我应该再讲更清楚一点。她是很喜欢为我们烧饭做菜。
Okay, so she cooks. A wonderful meal for my brother to come home to eat.
所以我弟弟回家以前呢，妈妈就煮好了很丰盛的饭菜等他。
So it's a custom in my house that the boys always do the dishes.
那在我们家的习惯是男孩子一定要洗碗。
And I'm still doing the dishes in my home right now.
甚至今天我还是在家里，还是我洗碗。
So at that time, my brother was doing the dishes.
所以那时候呢，就是我弟弟洗碗。
But he just started working. He's adjusting to the working world and the working schedule, so he gets very tired.
那时候他刚找到第一个工作，所以他工作非常的辛苦。
So sometimes my mom will tell my brother, Willie, why don't you just wash the dishes after finish the dinner?
所以我妈妈就常常对我弟弟说 ，Willie, 我们吃完饭你就赶快把碗洗好。
My brother will say, Mom, don't worry, by tomorrow morning the dish will be washed.
那我弟弟就会说，你不要急，等明天早上以前一定会洗好。
That's a pretty mature response, right? I mean, he's carrying out his work still, and there's a deadline being given.
其实这个回答也是不错的，也是蛮成熟的。反正我给你一段时间，在这段时间以前，我一定做好。
Okay, not that he's rebellious, that he won't do it or anything like that.
并不是说他不去做，或者他是很反叛，不是这样。
Okay. But according to my mom, she said that she was still irritated and irked in her heart.
可是我妈妈就跟我讲，她心里还是很不高兴。
She still expected my brother to wash dishes right away.
因为她是希望，她是 expect 的这个威利会把这个碗很快就洗好。
Okay, so that was very difficult, and I think she taught us a lesson about love does not insist on its own way. She could have insist that my brother just have to wash the dishes right after dinner and made the relationship very tense.
所以这就是我妈妈跟我讲的故事，她可以坚持。他可以跟威利讲说，我一定要这样，你现在马上就把碗给洗好，然后把关系搞得很僵。
But love does not insist on its own way.
可是爱是不坚持自己的方法。
Brothers and sisters,
各位弟兄姐妹，
Do you insist a certain way in your relationship with your spouse?
在你与你配偶的关系里面，你是不是总是坚持你的做法？
Do you expect that every time you got a better job, that your spouse has to go with you?
你是不是觉得每次你换工作，找到一个更好的工作的时候，你的另外一半一定要跟着你走？
I respect our pastor from CCIC San Jose, Dora Wang.
我对我们在San Jose 的 Dora， 我很尊敬她。
And especially John, her husband.
特别是他的先生 John，
because the reason why they moved back，
那这为什么呢？因为他们为什么搬回湾区？
Because John told me， he said you know Dora has been following me for 20-30 years， it's my time to follow her。
因为 John 有一次跟我讲说， Dora 我的太太已经跟着我东跑西跑跑了30年的时间，现在是轮到我来跟着他走。
Love does not insist on its own way，
爱是不坚持自己的方法。
Some of us also have some expectation for our children.
我们对我们的子女都有某种的期望。
Maybe we expect them to be concert piano or violin player.
说不定我们期望他们是变成能够演奏的钢琴家或是小提琴家。
Maybe we expect them, we insist them to go into Stanford University.
我们坚持他一定要进最好的大学，一定要进 Stanford.
Maybe a certain major.
或者是一定要读某一个科系，
because we believe that's best for them.
因为我们相信这是对他们最好的。
Sometimes I understand because I believe the parents have the best intention for our kids.
我相信父母这样想都是出于最好的爱心。
There's no doubt in my mind.
我完全没有任何的疑惑。
But are we loving our kids?
可是这是我们爱子女的方法吗？
The scripture says love does not insist on our own desire, our own way.
圣经告诉我们，爱是不求自己的益处，爱是不坚持自己的做法。
Do we impose our dreams upon our children?
我们是不是我们把我们的梦想放在我们子女的身上？
Is there any ways that in our lives that we still insist other people to do it our way?
或者是在我们的生命里面，我们是不是还是要求别人来照着我们的意见去做。
Verse 5，
第五节。
There's a phrase it says, "Keep no record of wrongs" in NIV.
在第五节里面， 有一句是不计算人的恶。
This implies a forgiveness of something bad that someone did.
那这句话的意思就是饶恕别人所犯的错误。
I love this translation in NIV because it says, it basically renders the fact that love forgives by forgetting.
因为我很喜欢 NIV 的翻译，因为它基本上是讲说，爱是饶恕别人的这个错，不再去纪念。
We do not keep record of it.
我们不把它做一个记录。
Another translation, NASB, it says, does not take into account the wrong suffered.
那另外一个翻译在 NRSV 里面讲说是不计算，或者是不纳入别人的错，让我们所受的苦。
Endures long suffering.
是很久的忍耐。
However, when I went back into this word,
可是当我回到这个字的原文里面去的时候，
it's legazome. Keep on going. Oh, we're going back. Anyway, okay. This means, legazome means to reckon, to count, to compute, to calculate, to count over.
那这个字的希腊原文叫不会念哈 ，legazomai，legazomai， 那意思就是说去了解、去算计、去数算、去计算、去演算、去再算一次。
Okay. And some of us, you know, can really understand that because in our spousal relationship, that's what happens all the time, right? We're always having a little black book, counting the wrongs, right?
在我们夫妻的关系里面，我想我们都很熟悉哈，因为我们常常去把别人几百年前做的错事都数算得清清楚楚。
Okay. And the next word, cackles.
下一个字cackles 这个字。
So the whole phrase basically says we do not legazome cackles. That means we basically do not count this of a bad nature or wrongful act.
那这两个字的意思加起来就是我们不去计算不去把它记在记录里面，别人的不良的品质或是别人的错误的行为。
So this is, I mean, again, NIV has a correct translation in the sense that it does not keep a record of other people's wrongs.
所以在 NIV 里面的翻译是很正确的，就是不把别人的错误来做一个记录。
Other people's action, what they have done wrong to you, it's forgiven, forgotten.
不管别人对你做了什么错事，你就饶恕他。
I think, however, there is another level if we go back to a translation such as King James.
可是如果我们回到钦定本的话，我们就看到另外一个层面。
It translates it, thinks no evil.
那个 的翻译呢，就是说脑里面不想恶事。
So thinks no evil of a person.
所以你不想别人的恶。
So what that means is not only that you no longer count what other people that havehurt you or done wrong to you.
所以不但是你不去想别人对你所做的错事，
but that other people, their foul language, the foul nature, I'm sorry, not language, foul nature in itself, you forgot about it. You kind of look over it.
而是你就不去，你就忽视这个别人个性上的一些弱点。
So what that means is it is not just forgiveness, but also acceptance.
所以不只是饶恕，而且是接受。
So how I would do say that is we basically no longer see the bad nature of a person.
所以我们就基本上我们不再看到别人个性上的一些缺失。
For example.
举一个例来说。
I used to think my wife Anne is very cheap.
我以前觉得我的太太 Anne 她是一个不肯花钱的人。
Okay. I know a lot of couples have problems on the financial area.
我相信很多的夫妻在金钱上都有一些争执。
Why? Because you know, she doesn't spend any money.
因为我的太太很不喜欢花钱。
A pair of shoes over $20. She's like, oh no, that's can't.
一双鞋超过二十块钱，她就舍不得买。
But now, I see her.Having saving that money so that she can give very generously.
可是我后来我就看到，我就学到，她省下来的钱，她在奉献的时候非常的慷慨。
She is the one that's pushing the envelope in my family to give away to non-profit organizations to help other people.
所以她在奉献上面，在帮助 这些穷人方面，他是在我们家一直要我们奉献的一个人。
Love is not thinking evil of the person's nature.
所以爱是不去想别人个性上的一些缺失。
Not only forgiving the wrongs that they have done to you, but that you accepting this person's nature.
所以不只是饶恕他们对你所犯的错，而是接受他们的本性。
On the other hand, Anne thinks I am sometimes before, I spend too much money.
那反过来呢？我的太太觉得我花钱花的太多。
Especially on recreation.
特别是休闲活动的方面。
When I go out and buy a pair of ski, I come back with two pairs.
所以我当我去买一个滑雪的这个雪刀的时候，我一买就是买两套。
It's a good deal.
因为那天减价，这个。
Okay,
机会好机会。
So Anne used to think I am kind of uncontrolled with my money.
所以 Anne 觉得我花钱上面没有节制。
But you know what? Now she understands that now I spend frivolously, but that I have a good how do you say this? I'm a person who knows how to relax and enjoy life. How's that?
所以，她现在呢就看到我是一个会享受生命的一个人。
That I take my recreation seriously.
所以我这休闲活动是对我来讲是很重要的。
But I have hobbies in life.
所以我有很多的嗜好。
So she appreciates that.
所以她渐渐就开始能够接受。
She not only forgives the sin that I committed, but that she accepts who I am.
所以她不但饶恕我所做的，而且她接受我的个性。
Thinks no evil implies a mutual acceptance.
所以不计算人的恶，就是说彼此的一种接受。
Can you possibly imagine how that can really help you and your relationship with people who are closer to you?
你可不可以想象，如果你能够这样想的话，是会如何帮助你们夫妻中间的关系？
Look, I mean, go home and when you look at your wife, think of all the bad things that you think about her or him, you know, your spouse. But learn to accept each other and see the good things in one another, and think no evil of one another.
所以，当你回去的时候，看到你的另外一半，你不只是看到他。坏的那一方面，你也想到他你需要接受的他的那一方面。
Certainly, love is a difficult topic for us to learn.
爱这个字是很难学习的一个功课。
It is my prayer this morning.
那今天早上我的祷告是
that we can learn just a little bit.
我们可以学习一点点。
Just from this two little phrase.
从这两句很简单的经文里面
From this very rich passage of love,
在这段四到八节这段非常丰富的经文当中
that we learn that love does not insist on our own way.
我们学习到爱是不坚持我们的做法
that we can reflect upon ourselves and that we will not be so demanding.
我们可以自我回想一下我们就不会有那么高的要求
that love is also not justNot keeping record of wrongs.
那爱不只是不去计算、不去记录别人所做的错事。
But it also says that we think no evil of one another.
而是更深一层的说，我们不去思念别人的缺失。
God is love himself.
神他本身是爱。
God does not insist on his own way.
因为神也不坚持他自己的做法。
If he did, we would all be burning somewhere else.
圣经上让我们看到。如果神要追究我们的恶的话，我们没有一个人可以逃脱。
God also forgives.
神也饶恕我们。
He keeps no record of wrongs for us.
他也把我们的罪丢在海里，不再纪念。
But furthermore, He also accepts who you are.
更加的一点是，神接受我们的本相。
He looks at you. He thinks that you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
因为我们是他造的，他觉得。他把我们造得非常的美好。
There's no thinking of evil about you.
因为神在心里不计算你的恶。
May we, as we look at one another, we also practice that love.
所以当我们彼此相交，我们彼此对看的时候，我们也能够来学习这样子的爱。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father of love.
主啊，你是爱的神。
We praise you.
我们来赞美你。
We honor you because you are the author of love as well.
我们赞美你，因为你是发明爱的。
We thank you for giving us your Son Jesus Christ to demonstrate what love means.
我们感谢你，因为你将你的爱子赐给我们，来显明你对我们的爱。
God, you also give us scripture so that we can understand the content and description of love.
我们也感谢你赐给我们圣经上的话，让我们了解爱的真谛。
And God, we even thank you also that you put loving people around us.
我们感谢你，因为你将充满爱的人放在我们的周围。
To encourage us to be loving people as well.
来鼓励我们也做一个能够爱人的人。
God, since you have given us so much and granted so much grace, God, help us to be loving people.
你既然给我们那么多，又给我们那样多的恩典，就帮助我们也能够爱别人。
May you empower us to not to insist on our own way on other people.
愿主给我们力量，让我们不坚持自己的意见。
May you also empower us so that we can our perspective of other people that we don't only count.Not count their wrongs, but that we think of them positively.
也让我们不只能够饶恕别人，也能够接纳别人。
Teach us.
求主教导我们。
Because this world sorely needs it.
因为这个世界真的是需要爱。
And when we love one another.
当我们彼此相爱的时候。
God, that's when you say that people recognize we are Christian.
你告诉我们，人就知道我们是你的儿女。
Help us.
求主帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
Amen.